Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to today's episode of the Professional Book Nerds Podcast presented by Overdrive. This is Jill. Welcome. I know that if you listened to last week's episode, which was Adam's goodbye episode because he has taken a job somewhere else, I'm sure you have a lot of questions about what the podcast and Professional Book Nerds is going to look like going forward. I cannot answer all of those for you right now. But the podcast, A, is not going anywhere. B, I'm not going anywhere either. So you got me. Don't worry. I'm still here. But beyond that, the content will still stay the same. But, you know, there will be some changes coming as we bring on new voices and different people from the fabulous, amazing book reader folks I work with at Overdrive. Some of whom you have heard before on this podcast. We may get some new voices in. I'm really very excited to see what happens. But I know that's probably something that a lot of you have questions about after last Thursday's episode. So I just want to get that out of the way, that there will be some changes. I don't entirely know what those will be quite yet. But I am not going anywhere, and the podcast is not going anywhere. We're still here. And at least for the time being, you know, we're going to maintain our same, like, Monday interview, Thursday book chat episode. So, again, that stuff's not changing. It's all going to be here. But I figured I would get that out of the way right away, because I'm sure y'all have questions. So, stick with us. Stick with me. And whoever new folks come along the way, it'll be a good time, as always. And, you know, the benefit, you all have been listening to Adam and I for almost 6 years at this point, and so we have our book niches of things that we read. So I'm really excited. One of the best things about bringing on other people, and one of the reasons we do bring coworkers on often, is to get new perspectives and new books that are not things Adam and I would normally read. And so I'm excited to have, you know, more opportunities for more voices and more books to talk about. So this is like a normal episode, though. It's a Thursday. You just got me, though, but it's going to be a good time. So, first, if you want to get a hold of the podcast, you can go to the website, professionalbooknerds@overdrive.com. Podcast is on Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok @ProBookNerds. And you can email @professionalbooknerds@overdrive.com. So, those are all contact info for the podcast if you would like to contact us and say hello. We love getting emails and other things, messages, tweets, whatever. So today's episode, this is going to be fun. This is what I've been wanting to do for a while. So this sort of provided an opportunity, right? Because we are a book podcast about books. And on today's episode, I'm going to talk about books about podcasts. It's like an Inception episode, except it's books and podcasts. So the book podcast is now going to be talking about books about podcasts. Do you get that? Hope that all makes sense for everybody. So I have this split up into two different types. So we have fiction books that feature podcasts, and then I also have some nonfiction books inspired or based on actual podcasts, which I am also excited to share with you. As all that fun stuff. So here we go. Books about podcasts on your podcast about books. First up, this is probably not a shock to anyone who has listened to this podcast. My first one is Sadie by Courtney Summers. I love Courtney. I got to interview Courtney a couple months ago about her new book, The Project, and My love for Courtney started with Sadie, which I heard about on the Professional Book Nerds podcast by one of my coworkers. So what I'm talking about getting lots of new voices on. See, I'm very excited for more book recommendations, mostly for me. So this is about a true crime podcast, a fictional one, like so many podcasts, except, okay, so it was like a not true crime podcast, if you know what I mean. This is, so West McCray leads a true crime podcast, and he gets a phone call from a stranger who is begging him to look for 19-year-old runaway Sadie. But he's not entirely convinced there's actually a story there. Girls go missing all the time. But when it's revealed that Sadie fled home after the brutal murder of her little sister Maddie, West gets interested, and so he travels to the small town of Cold Creek, Colorado, to uncover what happened. So we have that side of things, like present day West searching for Sadie. And then we also get Sadie's story about what happened to her after she ran away and goes to look for Maddie. She's following clues, hoping to lead to the man who took Maddie's life, because she's determined to make him pay with his own. But as like West is tracing her path, and we're sort of seeing that kind of in parallel, the alternating stories give us a bigger picture of exactly what is happening and what happened to Sadie. And I absolutely loved this book so much. And I'm so glad that it was recommended on the podcast. It is written, you know, there's sort of like transcripts of the podcast, which is fun. Yeah, so that is Sadie by Courtney Summers. Next up, I have Truth Be Told by Kathleen Barber. This had previously been titled Are You Sleeping? So it's the same book, just two different titles for it. This is also about a fictional podcast, also sort of true crime. It's the Serial effect, right? Like the podcast Serial. I feel like, I mean, it's a lot of true crime stuff happening podcast-wise, but It's a lot of serial thing, like investigative thing happening with the podcasts and all these books. So Josie has spent the last 10 years trying to escape her family, and with good reason. After her father's murder 13 years prior, her mother ran away to join a cult, and her twin sister Lainey, once Josie's closest friend and confidant, betrayed her in an unimaginable way. Now Josie has finally put down roots in New York, settling into domestic life with her partner Caleb, and that's where she intends to stay. The only problem is that she has lied to Caleb about every detail of her past, starting with her last name. When investigative reporter Poppy Parnell sets off on a media firestorm with a mega-hit podcast that reopens the long-closed case of Josie's father's murder, questioning whether the wrong person maybe behind bars, Josie's world begins to unravel. Meanwhile, the unexpected death of Josie's long-absent mother forces her to return to her Midwestern hometown, where she must confront the demons from her past and the lies on which she has staked her future. So I read this when it was called Are You Sleeping? And loved everything about it. It definitely is that sort of like twisty psychological thriller. And again, if you like those true crime podcasts, you will probably like this. So, Truth Be Told, formerly known as Are You Sleeping? For those who maybe aren't interested in reading fictional true crime books about fictional true crime podcasts, this one is Radio Silence by Alice Oseman. And so this is about Frances and Alad. They are in school together, and both sort of are a little like outside kind of the popular, you know, groups. Frances spends most of her time studying, and everyone knows Alad as that quiet boy who gets straight A's. And, you know, if you think this is a romance and that they're going to like fall in love or something because he's a boy and she's a girl, well, they actually decide to start a podcast, which I am all behind. So this is about these two sort of navigating this world that's determined to shut them up and knock them down. And and kind of force them into sort of this cookie cutter life path that they really just want to be their kind of like authentic selves, and they find a way to express their true voices thanks to a podcast. But, you know, will they have the courage, though, to like show everyone who they are? Will they be accepted by everyone, or will they be met with radio silence? So if, you know, you're looking for something that's a contemporary YA novel about podcasts and sort of about finding yourself, that Radio Silence would be the book for you. Next up, I have If I Disappear by Eliza Jane Brazier. We're back to the true crime podcast, by the way. So this is about Sarah. Sarah loves true crime podcasts. They give her a sense of control in a world where women just like her disappear daily. She is sure that they are preparing her for something. So when Rachel, her favorite podcast host, goes missing, Sarah knows it's time to act. Rachel has always taught her to trust her instincts. Sarah follows the clues hidden in the episodes to an isolated ranch outside Rachel's small hometown to begin her search. She's convinced her investigation will make Rachel so proud. But the more Sarah digs into this unfamiliar world, the more off things start to feel. Because Rachel's not the first woman to vanish from the ranch, and she won't be the last. After all, on the podcast, Rachel did try to warn her. This book, I've been on hold for this. This cover is just so good. I love everything about the cover of this book. And, you know, again, that like true crime and like learning things and sort of going off on a path that this true crime started for you. Things get weird and dangerous. We should always listen to those podcast hosts, you know. Don't get murdered, right? Don't get murdered, or try not to. Next one is Possession by Katie Lowe. This is another one that I've not read yet, but I have on hold and I'm very excited to get to read. And this is another one of those like serial inspired type things. So 10 years ago, Hannah's husband was brutally murdered in their home, and she conveniently doesn't remember a thing about that night. The police charge someone else, a stranger, and he's put away for life. After that, Hannah packs up her 6-year-old daughter and leaves London. But now, her hard-won countryside peace is threatened because Conviction, a viral true crime podcast known for getting cases reopened and old verdicts overturned, has turned its attention to Hannah's husband's murder for its new season. They say police framed the man who was found guilty, and that Hannah has more suspicious secrets than just her memory loss. There's a history of volatility, citations at the clinic where she worked as a psychiatrist, dependencies on alcohol and pills, and a familicidal grandmother locked away in a gothic insane asylum until your death. You know I'm all about the gothic insane asylums, so this is like all the check marks. As Hannah loses the trust of everyone she loves, the only person she feels she can confide in is a former colleague, Darcy, who's come back into her life. But Darcy may have motives of her own. But Hannah can't tell even Darcy her deepest secret, which is that she's still tormented by the memory of her husband and the crater he carved through her life. So, again, we got true crime podcast. There's like a grandma in a insane asylum, and we got, you know, cold case being reopened, and another really, really phenomenal cover. So that's Possession by Katie Lowe. My final selection for the fictional books is I Killed Zoe Spanos by Kit Frick. Okay, y'all, there. Okay, again, true crime, whatever, it happens. This is young adult, and it's inspired by Daphne du Maurier's Rebecca, which if you've been listening to the podcast, you know is one of my absolute favorites. So this is about Anna. She arrives to the small Hamptons village of Heron Mills for a summer nanny gig. She has high hopes for a fresh start. What she finds instead is a community on edge after the disappearance of Zoe Spanos, a local girl who has been missing since New Year's Eve. The thing is, Anna bears a very striking resemblance to Zoe, and her just being there kind of, like, brings up some very, like, old wounds and still raw feelings about this girl who has been missing. So as Anna delves deeper into the mystery, stepping further and further into Zoe's life, she becomes increasingly convinced that she and Zoe are connected and that she knows what happened to her. 2 months later, Zoe's body is found in a nearby lake, and Anna is charged with manslaughter. But Anna's confession is riddled with holes, and Martina Green, she hosts a podcast called Missing Zoe. Martina isn't convinced that Anna is actually the one who killed Zoe. And so now Martina kind of takes it on her role with this podcast to uncover the truth. And again, we got Rebecca. We got that Sadie serial girl thing happening. It's so good. So those are all of the fiction books that feature podcasts. Now I'm going to move into the nonfiction books. I guess they're not, that's not fair. Books inspired by actual podcasts. Some of these are fictional. And I'm going to start again. We're just going to get the true crime one out of the way. Actually, there were several I could have picked, obviously, for this. But I decided to go with Adnan's Story by Rabia Chaudhry because I think Serial was sort of the first one, at least for me, was one of the first podcasts I ever listened to, or like was really a regular listener of. And I mean, I'd listened to podcasts before, but I was like hooked on Serial. And, you know, Rabia also hosted a companion podcast of sorts where she kind of goes a little bit more in depth on Serial and Adnan's case, and then has written this book about Adnan and his ex-girlfriend and everything that happened there, and sort of sheds a little bit more light on Adnan and the story there. And Rabia is an attorney, so she brings sort of that element of it as well, kind of looking at documents that maybe weren't necessarily included or weren't mentioned. And it's, I really enjoyed this book. I know that, you know, the Adnan and Haman Lee case has a lot of differing opinions about what happened, but as someone who listened to Serial, listened to Rabia's book, listened to Rabia's podcast, and then also read this book, I enjoyed it. So if you also listened to Serial and were a fan, I highly recommend Adnan's Story by Rabia Chaudhry. So this next one actually isn't out yet. It comes out in October, so I'm giving you a bit of a preview before it appears in the October books episode because I'm so excited for this. This is Ear Hustle. That's what it's called. This is Ear Hustle by Nigel Poor. Ear Hustle, so some of you know who have been listening to this podcast for a while that I used to work in a prison as the librarian. And, you know, when I worked there, I was actually having this conversation with our friend Hugo from Penguin Random House. Hi, Hugo. That, you know, when I worked there, there was very limited communication between the guys who were incarcerated and sort of the outside world, so to speak. And there's a lot that is not known about what happens in a prison and sort of just the day-to-day lives of the individuals who are incarcerated there. And so for me, listening to Ear Hustle was just, it was really wonderful because it kind of opens a door to this world that not a lot of people know about, or what they do think they know about it comes from pop culture, which does not portray it accurately, or, you know, comes from like misunderstanding, or they think the worst about what is inside prison or the people inside prison. And Ear Hustle really shines a different light on it in a really wonderful way. So Nigel Poor and Erlon Woods, Nigel met Erlon while she was volunteering at San Quentin in California. And Aralon was serving 31 years to life at San Quentin, and they were sort of drawn together through this love of the shared love of storytelling and put together this podcast where they sort of talk to other individuals, men who are incarcerated there, and sort of tell their stories and how they came to be and just sort of what it is like inside. And it's the podcast is phenomenal. If you have not listened to Ear Hustle, I highly, highly recommend it. And I am so excited for this book as well. It comes out in October. So this is Ear Hustle by Nigel Poor. My next book is Big Friendship by Amani Toussaint and Anne Friedman. They are the co-hosts of the hit podcast Call Your Girlfriend, where they're known for their frank and intimate conversations. So in their book, Big Friendship, they sort of take a closer look at their own friendship, the joys and the pitfalls. They define this concept of big friendship as a strong, significant bond that transcends life phases, geographical locations, and emotional shifts. And, you know, it's interesting, I think, for me, this pandemic has really kind of like highlighted for me those friendships that sort of, you know, most of my best friends don't live in Ohio. They live outside of Ohio. And so we have to sort of work to keep in contact with each other. But if you have a friendship that really has that very solid foundation, that strong, significant bond, the distance doesn't really matter that much. You know, like that's where that whole like geographical location, like it doesn't matter that, you know, even before the pandemic, I maybe would see my best friend like once or twice a year if I was lucky. And so like having that foundation of friends not here, but also having those good friends who are here, who there is that same kind of bond, and, you know, seeing each other through various life events, and, you know, making that decision to invest in one another over and over and over again is so important and so, you know, like wonderful to have as just humans, to have those people in your life. And yeah, so you can read all about their own friendship and Big Friendship. Before I get to my final book, I'm going to remind everyone that this is just a very small sampling of all of the books out there that started as podcasts. There are so many, it is impossible for me to pick all of them. And so I happen to select the ones of podcasts that I listen to on a regular basis. But there are so more, many more out there. So if you want more, feel free to email me at professionalbooknerds@overdrive.com or of course, you know, share on social media. But my last one is Welcome to Night Vale by Joseph Fink and Jeffrey Craner. I do not have words for how much I love Welcome to Night Vale. I really don't. And I will admit that the first time I listened to Welcome to Night Vale many, 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 many years ago, I didn't quite get it. I didn't quite understand. And I think at one point I'm sort of listening. I'm like, oh, okay, so if I imagine this is like a radio show of this very bizarre world, now it all makes sense to me. So, I love Welcome to Night Vale. I love Welcome to Night Vale so much. I have like a quote that I have on my bulletin board that used to be in the office and now is here in my home office. It is, there is no such thing as fiction, just nonfiction written in the wrong parallel universe. And like, if that doesn't just sum up life, I don't know what does. So if you are a fan of The Twilight Zone, if you are a fan of Stephen King or Twin Peaks or any of that stuff, you will love the Welcome to Night Vale podcast as well as the Welcome to Night Vale book. And I don't want to spoil anything about it because I feel like if you are not familiar with Welcome to Night Vale, it's best to just go in blind and just be surprised and delighted by the magic of Welcome to Night Vale. So that's all I have. So those are my books about podcasts on this podcast about books. Yeah, so again, if there are any more, especially if you have any other novels that feature fictional podcasts, those are my jam. But we got some true crime in, we got some not true crime in. Admittedly, it's mostly true crime. For that, I apologize if you're not a true crime fan. But yeah, so many books about podcasts or inspired by podcasts or books that started as podcasts. And I think that's all I have for you. So please feel free to share any additional recommendations with me. Hope you enjoyed this episode of the Professional Book Nerds Podcast.
Readers can sample and borrow the titles mentioned in today's episode from overdrive.com, and our library friends can purchase these titles in Marketplace. Professional Book Nerds is proud to be an Evergreen Podcast signature program. To learn about other Evergreen podcasts, visit evergreenpodcasts.com. Our podcast is produced, recorded, and edited by Jill Grunewald and presented by Overdrive. For more information, visit professionalbooknerds.com.
Coming up on 5 Minute News. I'm Anthony Davis. You might think it's partisan because maybe it's critical of one side or the other, but it's not. It's just the truth. And I think that's also something that's kind of unusual for Americans listening to the radio or to podcasts, because the news landscape in the States has been so partisan for so many decades. So 5 Minute News is verified, truthful, independent, unbiased, and essential world news daily.